Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our learning on the All Parsha app. This week's Parsha is Parshas Balak. In Parshas Balak, we meet King Balak, who desires, he sees the Jews camping over the surface of the land. They are facing his nation. He is afraid that the Am Yisrael will attack him and take over his people. And so Balak, the king of Moab, hires Balaam the sorcerer, a famous sorcerer, to come curse the people. Balak figures if their koach is through the call, their koach is through the voice, he will attack them through the medium at which they are proficient, which is the power of voice. And so he hires famous Balaam to come curse the Jews. Initially, Balaam refuses to accept. Balaam wants more and more and more honor for himself. He has an ayin ra'a, ruach, gevoha. He has a stingy eye. He has a haughty spirit. He wants a house full of gold and silver. He wants all the honor in the world to go and curse the Jews. Balak agrees to everything that Balaam wants because Balak is desperate to curse the Jews and bring their ruination. Of course, we know the end of the story, that when Balaam comes to curse the Jews, he has nevuah. He has some of the most beautiful nevuahs. In fact, Matovu Ohalacha Yaakov Mishkan Asecha Yisrael comes from the nevuah of Balaam HaRasha, the belief in Bias HaMashiach from the Torah, Darach Kochav MiYaakov, also comes from the nevuah of Balaam HaRasha. We understand that Balaam was simply a mouthpiece for the blessings of the Ribbono Shel'olam. He wanted to curse, but Hashem changed his curses, the Gemara says, into blessings. Ultimately, since he cannot bring ruination on Knesset Yisrael through the power of call, he gives Balak advice, which is to have the Jewish men behave inappropriately, which leads to Baal Par and the downfall of the tribe of Shimon, to have the Jewish men behave inappropriately with the non-Jewish women, and this will bring their downfall. So this is a very, very brief overview of the parasha. What I want to specifically focus on is related to the topic of the donkey of Balaam. Now, Chazal tells in Pirkei Avos, how special was this donkey? It was actually created, Sheishis Mebreishis Bein Hashmashos, the Piha Oson, the mouth of the donkey that would talk back to Balaam, was actually created all the way back in creation in the time period when Yom HaShishi was moving into Yom HaShabbos, that time period of Bein HaShmashos, there were a number of items that was created, and one of them was the famous mouth of the donkey. So Balaam has been convinced to go with the Sarei Moab, the officers, back to Balak, where he will curse the Jews. And he's riding on his trusty donkey that he has ridden on all of his life. It's his faithful donkey, and he's trying to get where he wants to go. And the donkey perceives that there is an angel in the path, and Balaam does not see the angel. And the donkey tries to block Balaam's path. He pushes his leg into this well, he pushes his leg into that well, he crouches under Balaam. Balaam cannot see the malach, and he does not understand what's going on, and he's hitting the donkey. And then, unbelievably, Parachov Beis, Pasuk Chavches, Vayivtach Hashem is Piha Asun, Hashem opens up the mount of this donkey, Vayomer le Balaam, and the donkey starts talking. Now, this is not Rachmana Litzlan, a Hollywood movie, and this is not Pixar and Disney animation. This is Mamish Torah Kadosha, Moshe Amos. The donkey starts talking. Perichov beis pasuchav ches. Vayivtach Hashem is pi awesome. Wow, the donkey has something to say. Vatomer, and the she donkey says to Balaam, Me'asisi lecha ki kisani zeshalosh regalim. Why did you hit me three times? What have I done that you have hit me three times? Chazal say shalosh regalim is an allusion to the fact that Balaam is going to curse the people who celebrates the shalosh regalim. Balamaisa, the donkey's talking. Who ever heard of such a thing? Vayomer Balaam, and Balaam says, La ason to his she-donkey, ki his allowed to be, because you have made a mockery of me. Lu yesh charev biyadi, if only I had a sword in my hand, ki ata, because now, harag tich, I would kill you. And the donkey says to Balaam, hello, anochi asancha, asher rachavta alai mi'odcha rayom. What are you talking about? You want to kill me? I'm your faithful she-donkey. You have ridden upon me from forever, from inception until this very day. Rashi says something very strange, which is that this donkey means just in a biblical sense, so to speak. It's not just that Balaam rides upon the donkey to get from place to place, but in a inappropriate relation, he very inappropriate relation, he is with the donkey. Ha haskein hiskanti lososachakach. Have I been accustomed to do anything like this to you? This is the first time I'm talking. Don't you think this is the first time I'm crouching? This is the first time I'm blocking your path. Don't you think you should realize something is very strange here? Vayomer lo, and Balaam says no. And then pasuk lamed aleph.
Vayigal Hashem es einei Bilam, and Hashem opens the eyes of Bilam, and he sees there's a malach of Hashem standing on the way with a sword in his hand. He can't believe it. He bows his head and he prostrates himself on his face, and the malach of Hashem says, why did you hit your donkey 3 times? Behold, I am here to detract you from the path, and the donkey saw me, but you did not see me. And now the Bilam starts to talk to the malach of Hashem. And the Malach finally says, if you want to go, go. We learn from Bilam, b'derech sh'adam rotzei leilech b'amolichino. So the way in which a man wants to go, he will be led. You want to go badly enough to curse the Jews, hatzlacha rabba. What's interesting is that after this conversation, you don't see the donkey again. We don't hear about the donkey. We don't see the appearance of the donkey. What happened to the donkey? So Rashi darshins, and Rashi tells us that Hashem had mercy on Bilam's covered. Listen to Rashi, Parachaf Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'oso Hechiyisani, I would have let her live. But now, what does Bilam say to the donkey? Mipnesha Dibra V'hochi Chatucha, because she spoke and rebuked you. I'm sorry, what does the angel say to Bilam? Okay. Va'ato anam mipnei shedibra, because she spoke, meaning the donkey, v'ho chichascha, and she rebuked you, v'lo yecholta la'amor b'tochachta, you couldn't answer her back, you had nothing to say. The donkey gives Bilam tochacha, the donkey gives Bilam a musar shmuz, and Bilam can't talk back. Haragtia, so I had to kill her. Shelo yomu, so people would not say zohi shesilkas Bilam betochachta. Wow, haha! This is the donkey that brought ruination upon him, shame upon Bilam through her tochacha. Velo yachaloshiv, and haha, Bilam couldn't answer. Shachas hamakom al kvodon shabrios. Hakadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on people's dignity, and therefore the donkey had to be killed. Why? Because the donkey embarrassed Bilam. What's Bilam's last name? The different biblical personalities have last names. So Avram is Avinu, Moshe is Rabbeinu, Aaron is a Kohen, Adam is Harishon. What's Bilam's last name? Bilam's last name is Rasha. So who cares if he's embarrassed by the donkey? He's a bad guy. He wants kavod for himself. He is kina taiva and kavod. He wants a house filled in gold and silver. He's going to curse the Am HaNivchar. He gives Balak advice to bring down their ruination through promiscuous relationships. And why? Who cares if he's a little bit embarrassed? Hashem had to kill the donkey so that Bilam wouldn't be embarrassed. We learn from here how far we must go to spare kavod habrios, to see the tzelem Elohim inside of each person, the divine image within. To see kavod habrios, the dignity that every other Jew has. Not only did Hashem create me in his image, he created everyone in their image. If we have to have mercy on Bilam HaRasha's kavod, how much more so do we have to have mercy on all of our friends, our relatives, fellow members of Knesset Yisrael, and see the dignity in each other. I now quote a piece from the great Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Mir in Poland, Shanghai, when it was in exile during the war, and also in Yerushalayim. He was Nifter in 1979. I was made aware of this piece in a shir by Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter. Okay. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and I quote from his Sichus Musar, V'chein Matzinu Babilam. He's speaking about this idea of Kavod Abrios, having respect for the dignity of your fellow human being. V'chein Matzinu Babilam. So we have found in Bilam, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Shemiyad la'achar she'asono ho chicha osa. As soon as the donkey rebuked Bilam, Mesa. She died. Shelo yamu zohi shesilkas Bilam betochachta. So people shouldn't say, ha ha, this is the donkey that embarrassed and brought shame upon Bilam through her tochacha, through her mersu shmuz. V'lo haya l'chol l'hashiva. Look at this. Bilam, the great sorcerer, the great prophet, couldn't even answer back a donkey. Quote, v'chas hamakam al kavod abrios. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy upon the dignity of human beings. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zatzal, Bilam haya avi avos. Bilam was the father of all fathers. Aviyavos Atuma is the most impure thing you could have, which is a corpse, the dead body. He says that Bilam was the Avi Avos. Bilam is the father of all spiritual deficits, of all character flaws in the entire world. He is the most impure you could find. Could you imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such mercy on Kavod HaBrios that even by a person like Bilam, who is the most tumadik, who is the most manuvel, who is the most rasha, who would care about the Kavod of Bilam? It could be a chashash, it might be a thought that there could be an insult to his Kavod. Hashem felt it necessary that the angel had to put the donkey to death. And furthermore, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Asa Oson Chaya, had that donkey lived, it would have been the most gewaldic Kiddush Hashem you could ever find. Hayakan Kiddush Hashem, says Rav Chaim in Sichos Musar, it would have been a gewaldic Kiddush Hashem. Everybody who looked at the donkey, they said, wow, look at this. This is the donkey created during Shreishas Yimei Bereishis. This donkey is a Pela Shebepela. This donkey comes from creation itself. This is the donkey that spoke. It would have been, quote, a Kiddush Hashem. Kol Ra'ar Osa Haya Omer. Anyone who would see this miraculous donkey would say, ha, Zo Shepitech Hashem is Pia. This is a gewaldic nes. This is the donkey that Hashem opened her mouth. It would have been a Kiddush Hashem. It would have been Mefari Shem Shemayim Barabim. Pirsume Nisa. You know what the Rebbeinu Shalom says? Bilam might feel bad. Bilam might be insulted. Bilam might feel bad. Who cares about Bilam? Mikol Makom. Nevertheless, says Reb Chaim, Kevan Sheyesh, Bihisharosa, Bechaim, Pigia Kala, Bipachos, Bipachosim Zah. Nevertheless, Hashem was willing to give up that Kiddush Hashem, because in leaving this donkey alive, there would have been the slightest, slightest insult into this menuvel, into this rasha, into the avi avos of character flaws that existed. Quote, says Rav Chaim, Chas hamakom el kvodo vehemis asa oson. The Ribbono shel Olam had mercy on the covet of Bilam HaRasha, and he put to death the donkey. This is an unbelievable piece, and it has a tremendous Musar Haskah. Most of the people we know, the vast majority of people we know, are nowhere near the level of Bilam HaRasha. And yet sometimes we don't think twice before embarrassing people, making jokes, posting comments online that are denigrating and shameful. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bekvodu Ba'atzma, was worried, Kaviyacha, about the cover of a Rasha who is coming to curse Knesset Yisrael, it's to teach us a lesson. The lesson is how much more so we must look at fellow Basar Vadam, our fellow Jews, our brothers and sisters, even if they're not exactly like us. And it doesn't mean we have to agree with everything every other Jew does, but at least we have to appreciate Malhu Af Ata. The Ribbono shel Olam has mercy on the covet of all of his creations. How much more so we have to see the Tzelem Elokim and the covet of Brios in each and every member of Knesset Yisrael. And when you hear the parasha of Parshas Balak being read, or you learn it at home, Shtayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum, it's mamash kedai to have this piece of Sichos Musar in mind. Extremely powerful, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, if God could care about the donkey, about Bilam, and put the donkey to death, how much more shall Kal V'chomer, Ben Beno shall Kal V'chomer, as vis-a-vis our fellow Yidden. I wish you all a wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you for learning with me, and Kol Tov.